purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You are Brahmananda Bharti, an advanced devotee who ecstatically loves the Supreme Lord. Therefore, you see Krishna everywhere, and there is no doubt about it. Sarva Bhauma Bhattacharya was a mediator between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Brahmananda Bharti, and his judgment was that an advanced devotee like Brahmananda Bharti was seeing Krishna by Krishna's mercy. Krishna directly presents himself before the vision of an advanced devotee. Since Brahmananda Bharti was an advanced devotee, he saw Krishna in the person of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the words of Brahma Samhita 5.3.8, we can all chant it together because it's a beautiful prayer. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santasa devaridishu vilokayanti yan shama sundarma chuntya gunasvarupam govindamadi purusham tamam bhajami. I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who is always seen by the devotee whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Shamasundar, situated within the heart of the devotee. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksuran Militanjena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhista Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakaramayam Narati Svaparantikam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guran Vaishnavamstra Shri Rupam Sakrachatam Saganaragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Katpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Turbhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patita Nam Pavanipyo Vaishnavipyo Namo Namaha Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. So I'd like to seek the blessings of all the devotees present here today and also those that are online. It's a very exalted subject matter. It's the highest you can get because Brahmananda Bharti is a very elevated, very advanced personality, a devotee. So he's come to the Madhurya platform, and this is the verse from Brahma Samhita, which is explaining his level of advancements. Therefore, he could see Lord Chaitanya actually as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have to understand that these pastimes are completely transcendental. Srimad Bhagavatam, all the pastimes in these literatures are completely transcendental. And we cannot compare them to the mundane material world. So whatever is happening here, it's on a very, very advanced platform. And actually, we're just scratching the surface. We are very fortunate to be able to read this from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And, you know, we should take full advantage. And, of course, for us, it's a long step to reach this platform here. And first we have to, like, in Bhagavad Gita 4.34, explains tadvidhi prani pratena, how we have to accept a bona fide spiritual master, and how he can impart knowledge. And in due course of time, we take small steps and small steps by the guidance of the spiritual master and devotees, we make progress in our spiritual life. So here, in this verse, I'll just go a little bit before these verses. All the devotees heard, all the exalted personalities, very advanced souls, heard about Lord Chaitanya's return to Jagannath Puri. So they were all making their way to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Chaitanya. And one of the devotees that was there was Brahmananda Bharati. He was very exalted. So actually is a little he said about him in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 9:13-50. It explains that Brahmananda comes from the 9 sannyasi roots that belong to the Sankara Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya. But it was very elevated, and one of the 9 sannyasis was also Keshava Bharati. Hence, Keshava Bharati was like the god brother of Brahmananda Bharati, which made him a little more senior. Now we have to understand these are all pastimes. It made it appear like Brahmananda Bharati was senior to Lord Chaitanya. But we understand that no one can be senior to the Supreme Personality or Godhead. This is all Leela. We have to understand this. So he was like a god brother. Brahmananda Puri was like a god brother to Keshava Bharati, and Keshava Bharati was the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya. So he had to give, there was etiquette and respect there from Lord Chaitanya's part. So we can see how when Krishna appears, when Lord Chaitanya appears, they set perfect examples for us on how the protocol, on how to follow, a guidance on how to follow the process of devotional service so we easily achieve that goal we're seeking for. It might be a long way, maybe not in this life, we won't achieve the goal in this life, next life, but however, whatever the case may be, we strive to the best of our ability to get there. Who knows how many lifetimes we've been around in this material world. So now we have the good fortune of being in the association of devotees and hearing, chanting, and engaging in the 9 process of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. All 9 processes are there, and we're engaging in these 9 processes in one way or the other. So we're very, very fortunate. Sometimes we really take it for granted because we come to the temple, we see devotees there, we do all the regular things in life. But actually, how many devotees are out there knowing that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? How many devotees know about Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, all the other Vedic literatures? What is the population in England? 60, 65 million? Yeah. How many know about Krishna and God? So we have to every day pray and thank Krishna, appreciate what we have, because this fortune we have is not just coming from this life. Obviously, we can see that. Everyone comes with a package deal. See? And our life starts from our previous life. So when we look at our lives now, we can understand through philosophy that we must have done a little bit of pious, must have a little pious credit from our previous life. But not forgetting as well that mercy also comes from Agyati Sukriti, causeless mercy from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So either way, somehow or another, we are here, so we have to take full advantage of this. So this Brahmananda Bharati, he's having like a debate with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is the mediator between the two. So Brahmananda Bharati already could see that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's beautiful the way, because Lord Chaitanya gave him already special mercy to understand he is God. Actually, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, in the beginning, when he met Lord Chaitanya, when Lord Chaitanya entered the temple of Jagannath Puri and he saw the deities, he fainted, and all the, the security guards, gundans, whatever you call them in Jagannath Puri, they were trying to move him. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a very intelligent, big scholar. He could understand by seeing the body of Lord Chaitanya, this is someone elevated, someone different from ordinary living entities that are around that visit the temple. So he did some tests to check, who this person really was. And then later he takes him to his house, and that's where he resides. And the story goes like that. So he could understand as well. Later he could understand that Krishna is non-different. Lord Chaitanya is non-different to Krishna. So he understood where this debate was going. And he mentions that both of you are right in what you're saying, what Lord Chaitanya is saying and what Brahmananda Bharati is saying. So the conclusion was that they were both right. So 179, I'm just touching a little bit on each text. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "You have a deep ecstatic love for Krishna, therefore wherever you turn your eyes, you simply heighten your Krishna consciousness." So this is a teaching for us, actually, how we have to dovetail everything in our life to Krishna consciousness. Whatever we do, we have to remember Krishna. Always remember Krishna and never forget him. Because it's Maya's duty to test us in so many different ways, even as devotees. Actually, as devotees, she tries harder because we have the shelter of Krishna, and our distance to Krishna is closer. So she tries to put more problems on the path of devotional service. We cannot be like Queen Kunti, right? Who asks for more calamities? Who asks for more problems? One time someone asked Giriraj Swami, how can we pray like Queen Kunti and ask Krishna for problems so we can remember him? And he turned around and he said, "You don't have to. Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai." We don't have to ask for these things. They come automatically. Actually, we're trying our best to avoid them. We're not praying, "Please, Krishna, give me problems, give me suffering so I can remember you." But we come in front of, "Please help me. I'm struggling for existence. Please take away my problems, my difficulties. Help my son, my daughter to pass the exams. Let them get good results." It's always asking for more. But when it comes to giving, it's very difficult for us to give. So there's so many verses in Bhagavad Gita that explains how we should make an endeavor to achieve Krishna, and examples of how we can read, how we can understand and purify our existence in this material world. So Bhagavad Gita 2:13, Krishna is with us not. He's guiding us in every way he can to get us to our destination. Dehi no smanyata dehe komaram yovanam jara. As the embodied soul passes from boyhood to youth to old age, similarly, the soul passes into another body at death. And Krishna is there experiencing with us, is experiencing this journey until we get another body. Whether it's an animal body or a human body, he's still there with us. He never lets us go. He's there waiting for the day when we'll turn to him and say, yes, now I'm yours. 2:14 Bhagavad Gita, Matras passes to Kuntiya. So this happiness and distress that we're experiencing in this material world is all temporary. They come and go all the time. Just like us, we're here in this material world, and tomorrow, who knows, we're dead and we're gone. But the soul is eternal, and it's ever blissful, eternal. With tiny particle of Lord Krishna connected, part and parcel of him, but we still experience that pleasure. In a minuscule form, we experience that pleasure. So now this body, you know, is falling apart, but the soul is saying, you're still youthful, you're still energetic. And we're still trying to do work, heavy work that this body cannot handle. The body is falling apart. I can speak for myself because I have respiration problems. I go out of breath. I can't dance. And this dancing is so frustrating. And people, sometimes when you're in a kirtan, people forcefully pull you to dance and they think, what's wrong with Aishin Maya or what, you know? And you're thinking, oh my God, I can't dance, because as soon as I do a few steps and then my breathlessness comes. So it's very, very difficult once you're in a body that you can't use for Krishna. It's very painful. But what did Prabhupada say about that? Make good use of a bad bargain. Although we can't dance, but we can take our japa beads and chant. It's amazing, this chanting is so powerful. If only you take it seriously, you will see the power of the holy name. But this morning I was very surprised to hear something which I never heard before. After Mangalarti, you get this reading, you know, from Srila Prabhupada. Very, you know, it's almost like thought for the day, very thought-provoking. So I was listening to this, and Srila Prabhupada was talking about the Mahamantra. And the Mahamantra is like the meaning of the Mahamantra comes directly from the spiritual world. Golokera Premadana Harinamat Sankirtan. So I understood that this Mahamantra was completely spiritual. But this morning he was reading and he said the material world and the spiritual world are included in this mantra. And I was quite fascinated. I thought, oh, how comes this? So then I realized this material world is Krishna's creation. So why won't it be included together? And the monist, the impersonalist, they negate the creation of this material world. They say it's an illusion. And Prabhupada says it's not negative. It's not an illusion. The material world is there. It's only temporary. And all the beauty that we see around us, it's actually coming from Krishna. And if we see the mountains, the valleys, the rivers, the oceans, all these things we see, and we connect them all to Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness. You know, sometimes we separate spiritual energy from material energy. But then I realized this morning, everything is Krishna's. Nothing is separate from him. Prabhupada said, if whatever you do in your daily life, if you see Krishna's hand in it, then you're safe. Krishna's hand, whether it's a negative thing or a positive thing, you fix your mind on the goal, because Maya is around us, tricking us and making us believe that we are not Krishna conscious, or we in Maya, or she gives us problems on this path. But our mood should be follow strictly the four regulative principles, follow the orders of the spiritual master, and, chanting our round. All those things we have to be fixed. Whatever else happens around us, we are conscious of it. At the same time, we don't take it so seriously that we cannot continue with our devotional service. So many things will happen, especially materially. So many things will happen. We shouldn't allow it to bring us down. So very important, positive thinking. Positive thinking, I can and I will. This is what I do. Sometimes when I give in to Maya, there's Maya all over, around us. Sometimes I give in to Maya and there's some kind of enjoyment there. Someone told me, see Maya sitting on your shoulders. You have to be conscious that she's sitting on your shoulder. So every time you succumb to her, she bursts out laughing. Victory for me, she says. Then you should speak to her. Okay, this time is victory for you, but you won't get a chance again. So we have to speak. We have to be determined and speak to her. You can do what you like, but Krishna is my worshipable Lord. We have to be convinced with that. And this way we are safe. The last snare of Maya is to confront you with spiritual trickery, make you feel like you're doing something spiritual, but there might be some deviation there. We have to be very careful about this. Therefore, to take guidance from the spiritual master, get in touch with them and see how we're doing, and exalted senior devotees on this path of devotional service. So 7:14, which is my favorite verse in Bhagavad Gita. Who knows that verse? Anyone? Daivisha gunamayi mama maya tiracheya mames bhajante maya mitam tarantite. This, Krishna calls this energy is divine energy. So yeah, you can see how material energy and spiritual energy is included in the Maha Mantra. So Krishna calls this is divine. This divine energy of mine is very difficult to overcome. You're not saying difficult to overcome, but very difficult to overcome. But one who takes shelter of me can cross beyond it. So if we take shelter of Krishna, we guaranteed somehow we would be able to cross over this, problems that we have. And it's explained in one verse, I can't remember where, that what seemed to be like a mountain, it will be like a calf's hoof print. That's how easy it will be. You'll be able to cross over if we take shelter of Krishna. But we cannot be disappointed or devastated when things don't go our way. Everything happens for a reason. So for a devotee, if he has difficulties and problems, he also sees at Krishna's mercy. We cannot only see Krishna's mercy when we're successful in life. So when there's reversals, it's also Krishna's hand. But the reversals or the problems are there for purification of our soul. There's still anattas, there's still some impurities in the heart. So Krishna gives us this difficulty in order to purify us. Then when we come out of it, and then we can think, actually, it wasn't so bad after all. You know, we always think that later. But we have to have that in our mind. We go to 181, which is the last. This is beautiful. I wanted to read something from Brahma Samhita, but this verse. So Lord Chaitanya himself is saying, you are Brahmananda Bharti, a very advanced devotee who ecstatically loves the Supreme Lord. Imagine the Lord coming and saying to you that you're very exalted. You're always ecstatic when you see Krishna speaking to you one-to-one. That would be amazing, wouldn't it, if the Lord comes like that. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a mediator, as I was explaining before, between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Bharti. And his judgment was that an advanced devotee was seeing Krishna by Krishna's mercy. So we have to understand, it's very, very important, this is important, that nothing in this material world comes from our strength. Whether we're reading, we're chanting, we're doing service, sweeping the floor, associating with devotees, taking prasadam, going on, anything at all that we do connected to devotional service is coming by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. We have to always, always remember this. Nothing comes from our own strength. The Lord gives us special mercy to make advancement on this path of devotional service. This is how. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he could see this because he was very advanced because Lord Chaitanya gave him the mercy to see him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead too. So he could see that only through Krishna's mercy one could make advancement in devotional service. We should always give credit to the Supreme Lord. So Krishna, he directly presents himself before the vision of an advanced devotee. To the amount of endeavor we make on the spiritual path, what's that verse in Bhagavad Gita? I reward accordingly. That verse, yay, yeah. As you surrender, I reward accordingly. So this is, since Brahmananda was an advanced devotee, he saw Krishna in person of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the words of Brahma Samhita 538, that one we chanted, that verse is there. It's a beautiful verse. So I just want to read a little bit the introduction because, or maybe there's not much time, I'll just tell you because this Brahma Samhita we're reading, it wouldn't have been in this book if Lord Chaitanya didn't retrieve it from the Adi Keshava temple in South India. There's more to the Brahma Samhita. I think there's five sections, but he found the fifth. And this is the one we're using now. It's a beautiful, beautiful glorification of Krishna. It's a very elevated subject matter because Brahmananda Bharti was so elevated, he could, he had a special vision and mercy of Lord Chaitanya to see him as the Supreme Lord. So, as I was saying before, this is a very, very advanced platform. Gaur Govinda Swami, the late Gaur Govinda Swami, says, if you go to fish in the ocean, and you're fishing on the surface, you will catch fish. But if you go deep down, you would find treasure. You would find pearls and other precious gems deep down. So likewise, we should also dig deep to find the treasure of devotional service. It's not easy. It takes, you know, perseverance to get there. But somehow or other, we have to make the endeavor, because who wants to come back here? Put your hands up. Anyone wants to come back here? Spend some time with friends and family? Not me. Not me. I don't know. They say for a devotee, it doesn't even matter whether he's in hell as long as he's connected to Krishna. But I don't want to say that. I can't come to say that. I just don't want to come here again, that's all. So I think I'll stop there. Everyone's like eagerly waiting to participate with the discussion. So if you have any comments, questions, wherever you want to participate, you got something more to say, please.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu Taruna.
In the beginning, you mentioned that Brahmananda Bharati was in Rudra Sampradaya.
Yeah.
I believe it was also Sarabhum Bhattacharya was the same in Sampradaya. Interesting that this is one of the bona fide for Sampradayas, but still they are impersonal.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. Then, like yesterday, we were discussing a little bit. So even Shankaracharya accepts this all-pervading Brahman, but somehow they are not bona fide Sampradaya. So one question is, how is that bona fide Sampradaya, although impersonal, and how is Shankaracharya is out of it, but it's almost there?
Well, it explains. What was I? It'll take me time for looking now. But it explains there's 9 sannyasis on this tree trunk that comes, you know, on the line of the Rudra Sampradayas. And there's 10 sannyasis. And one of them was Keshava Bharati, and one of them was Brahmananda Bharati. So Bharati is a title given to the impersonal Sankarites, Bharati. So they were all Bharatis. But Rudra Sampradaya is a bona fide Sampradaya. We all know that. But everything is ordained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whether it's a Sri Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, there's other 2 Sampradayas. So these are all, you know, ordained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But there is some of the impersonalists, they understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can hear when Lord Shiva speaks to Parvati, Shiva Shambho, he said, Vaishnava, she is a Vaishnava, Shiva Shambho, and Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So simultaneously, one and different. There's some impersonalists that think they can, Krishna is, disintegrate, you can break him down to nothing, right? Some impersonalists. But there's the transcendentalists, the Brahmanandis, they think they can merge into Krishna's effulgence. The transcendent proper call them transcendental, because they still that they can elevate themselves from this platform to the spiritual world. Like the demigods as well, they can elevate themselves to the spiritual world. But there's so much enjoyment there, so much pleasure, that it's practically impossible to go to a higher destination. Even though they know the philosophy, still it's very, very difficult. I mean, yeah, we in the material world, we're struggling for existence, still we find it so difficult to take to this path. What to speak of everything provided. I was reading in Lord Shiva's abode, he's got like a garden. What's the mand? Someone starts with M. This garden is so beautiful. There's a mango tree, is the size of a mountain. Inconceivable. Ripe mango. When it's overripe, it bursts open and the juice goes into a river. How can this, all these things be conceivable? And this river, when the sunshine, it dries up, turns into gold. And all the demigods go, they retrieve this gold and they make ornaments for themselves. If you read the story about, you know, Lord Shiva. So everything is there, you know, everything is there. It's just that there's a sequence, yeah. They are on the right path, but there's some kind of deviations, you know. The Brahmananda, he was attached. He comes from the Sankrasa, the same Rudra, like that lineage. He was attached to what? To his deer skin. They're always attached to the deer skin. When Lord Chaitanya saw him, he knew that Brahmananda Bharti was a very exalted personality, very highly elevated. When he saw him, he pretended not to see him. Why? Because he wasn't happy that he was attached to his cloth, to his, you know, to the deer skin. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was saying, my dear Lord, there's Brahmananda there. He said, where? I can't see him anywhere. So he was there, but Lord Chaitanya pretended he didn't see him, because he didn't like the deer skin. There was some attachment there to wearing this, and he still proved himself to be on the Shankarite lineage. So Lord Chaitanya ignored him. So in this way, he thought to himself, my Lord is not pleased with him, with me. So straight away, he wanted to change his cloth. And Lord Chaitanya, it explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that personally he gave him the saffron cloth. He gave him, and he changed. And then Lord Chaitanya was very pleased to see him. So sometimes they behave in different ways, attached to, you know, different things in their life. But if they're sincere, then they get the mercy of the Lord. Is that okay? Or... Yeah, thank you. Anyone else?
In that just case, like one of the, although there is no basically difference between Mayavadis and Brahmavadis, but Brahmavadis accept all three aspects.
Yeah.
But Mayavadis, they do not accept the personal aspects. So they accept Brahman. But Brahmavadis accept Brahman, accept Paramatma, and accept Bhagavan also, but they worship Brahman, something like that.
Yeah. Okay, maybe...
It's always some slight difference, although even...
Vrindavan Chandra, you're very knowledgeable. Can you help Taruna?
I'm not sure what the question is.
Oh, it's about Mayavad and Mayavadi is an impersonalist. How comes...
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said Mayavadi Aparadi, that the Mayavadis, they are offenders because they think Krishna's form, or they say that Krishna's form is material.
Mm-hmm.
The Brahmanandis, they are not Aparadis because their realization only extends to the impersonal Brahman.
Effulgence of the Lord.
So that's the main difference between the Mayavadis and the Brahmavadis. The Brahmanandis, they just Brahmanandis, they only realize till the impersonal aspect of the Lord. But the Mayavadis, they know Krishna's form, but they say that form is material.
Material.
Yeah.
So I didn't hear of Srila Prabhupada speaking so much about the Brahmavadis. He speak more about the Mayavadis really strongly, didn't he?
Yeah.
We shouldn't associate with the Mayavadis. We shouldn't read the books. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. Yeah.
Because if we follow the Mayavadis, then we become offenders.
Yeah.
But if you follow the Brahmanandis, you know, it's not an offense.
Right. Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu. Any ladies got any questions? Yes, Prabhu? Oh, can you give her the mic, please?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Class. You said earlier about how Maya's duty is to put obstacles on our path, and her duty is to test us. So my question is, how can we, is there any way we can actually work with Maya to achieve progression in Krishna consciousness?
No, you can't work with Maya, sorry. You have to work with Krishna. Work with Krishna means take shelter of him. Daivi Isha Gunamayim. Maya is in charge of the material energy. If you work with her, she takes the orders from Krishna. She's the button, she's a servant of Krishna. So you can't work with her because she's there to give you the test. And if you work with her, you're not getting any shelter of Krishna. So we need to take shelter of Krishna more. And if we have the difficulties, prayer is the best thing, and get association of devotees and, you know, get more into sadhana and prayer. That's the only, but try not to take shelter of Maya. It's dangerous. Hare Krishna. Prayojana Prabhu.
Referring to back to the Bhagavad Gita, in Prabhupada's conversations, he speaks about how that there's Mahamaya and Yogamaya.
Yes.
Now, Yogamaya protects Krishna. Protects Krishna from the harmful eyes of Mahamaya. You know. So, what does it say? Please remove this glaring effulgence that's blinding my eyes. And is it in the in Isa Upanishad? It's something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, they're all both parts of Krishna. They're persons. Yoga Maya is there to protect Krishna from these Mayavadis, to keep them out. You know, she'll deceive them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bring them in contact, as you say, for temptation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Maya, you got to realize that you be careful what parts of Maya you're talking about, Yoga Maya, or the Maya, the material Maya, that's tempting us all the time.
Right.
Okay. So that's all I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
They're all there in this material world. Yoga Maya was there. I think in Krishna's birth, was it?
Yeah, Yogamaya is constantly with Krishna, helping Krishna enjoy his pastimes, making arrangements like that.
Yeah,
Maya in the material world is different. Yeah,
she's in opposition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any other ladies? Yeah. Anyone? Okay. Give the mic to this.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the lesson. sometimes to can do some service, you need a space, protection space, okay? But sometimes the space is not created, and so this cause no possibility to service. So this, and this sometimes turn off the enthusiasm. And so what to do?
If you find service like dampens your enthusiasm, then it's good to speak your mind. Like Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami said, you reveal your mind in confidence to someone that you trust or someone you can speak to. So there's no point in bottling things up and going, you know, like on the path of devotional service. And then eventually you can't take any more and everything has to come up in one go. And sometimes people leave due to this because of bottling up. They get so frustrated, they can't take any more. They either leave the temple or they become inimical or something happens. So it's good to deal with things as they come. So if you feel less enthusiasm in the service you are doing, then you reveal your mind in confidence to somebody, say, this is the nature of this service. Can I please change? Or give me advice and on how I can improve. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're happy with that?
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, I don't know if I can answer your question. Or if it's a comment, it's okay.
Maybe both.
Okay.
So the verse itself here, it says that Brahmananda Bharati, he saw the Lord directly in front of him. And Prabhupada quotes the verse from Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochane Na Santa Sadeva Rireshu Vilokayanti. And the translation of the verse is there. It says, he is seen in the eternal form of Shama Sundar, situated within the heart of the devotee. So the second part is Santa Sadeva Ridayeshu Vilokayanti. So Ridayeshu means the heart.
The heart. Mm-hmm.
So it would seem that this verse from Rama Samhita is saying that Premanjana, when we have prema, we see the Lord within the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the real understanding at the stage of prema? Does the devotee see the Lord within the heart, or does he see the Lord like face to face?
Well, Prabhupada explains when you make so much advancement in your life, one day you will see Krishna face to face. Face to face is looking, I mean, we see Krishna, we're seeing Krishna now face to face. But face to face, Krishna in his form, eternal form. So this Yan Shama Sundar Achintya Gunat Sarupam Govinda Madhipur, this Krishna within the heart, he's there always. We see him in all our activities, simultaneously one and different. He's in the heart. We perceive him when we do our services. But Prabhupada's explanation is you see Krishna face to face. Like my face is here, his face is there, face to face. This is how we explain in the material world when you see somebody, you know, face to face. You mean you're seeing the person, you know, face to face, you're seeing the person. So Krishna is there as a person, you will see him. So this Brahmananda he saw. And he saw it in Lord Chaitanya. He saw like Rama, what's his name? Ramananda Roy. Yeah, he saw Krishna and Radha and Krishna. He saw them just behind. So lots of devotees, they see Krishna in person, not within their heart, really show, you know, as Krishna, as the super soul, or Yan Shama Sundar, but they see him in front of him.
So in this case, Brahmananda Bharati, when he was looking at Lord Chaitanya, he was seeing him as Shama Sundar?
Shama Sundar can be external face to face to you, mm-hmm. and Shama Sundar can be in your heart. Mm-hmm. He's not like fixed in one place. He can be everywhere, wherever he likes. So he can be in the heart and he can come face to face to you as, you know, as Krishna himself, person. Hare Krishna. Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Itai go premanande haribo. Thank you very much.
Mataji ki jai.
Hare Krishna.